The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Yes, resurrection power is on the way. Resurrection power has just begun. Resurrection power is coming your way. Power for today is coming your way. Power for today is coming your way. We give glory to God. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Let's begin to bless the Lord. Let's begin to speak in tongues right now. Ibebe itele bokaraba zeketeke baloko tokabale maliketeke baroko tokaba itale besheke boroko tokabaya balikata lebebe itele bokaraba zabaya kata lebebe keteke baloko torababa itale beshe ile papa itale bekere bozabara ibroko tori papa itakaba yakarukato. Je brekete ke baroko to kabrete bazi barate ke baza le pepe itele boche ke boroko to kabete mali karanto sabrete ke baroko to kabete ke baya balikete ke baloko to rabasha kore bazekete ke bari le broko to kabalikete ke baroko to kaba itele basho le pepe itele pokara bazoko to kabalikete ke balo la barika tu arata kushaka barikete ke balo malikete ke baroko to kabrete ke baroko to kabaye. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We uplift you, Lord. We say, Lord, you are God. You are King. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be uplifted. Glory, 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 are thou. Lord God Almighty, he who was and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. Ile papa rakata kaba itele boche berete. Le baba rekete ke baroko to kaba itale beche. Le baba lekete ke baroko to kaba itakabaya. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Let's thank the Lord for a brand new life in a brand new day. Ile papa rakata kaba yakarababa. Ile baba lakata kaba yakata. We thank the Lord and we declare the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Yes, Lord, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We declare the blood of Jesus. We declare the blood of Jesus. We are washed in the blood. We are cleansed in the blood. We are justified in the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood that paves way for the Holy Spirit. The blood that paves way for the Holy Spirit. The blood that paves way for the Holy Spirit. The blood that paves the way for the Holy Spirit to come in and take charge. I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome each and every one of us to resurrection power for today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Town near Ebony Hotel. We thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. I am Delali Boja, the servant of the Lord, being assisted by Gladys and then Pascal, Boja Worldwide, and their team. Yes, and the media team. I want to begin by saying a very good morning to each and every one of us once again. I want to use this opportunity to render or to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of us online who celebrated me yesterday. It was a glorious and a grand celebration. I mean, everybody, especially the special guests who came, were saying a whole lot of good things about the church. I wish you were around when they were talking. In fact, I should have come down. I wanted to come down to interact with the brethren down. That was after the main service, when the second part of the refreshment was going on. But you know, some of these fathers, when they come around and they hold you, one person's conversation, you cannot cut him. It was a whole thing. In fact, these are some of the reasons why some of us, we don't have ability to celebrate. So, in fact, I am not a celebrant because of some of these pressures. Because you want to satisfy everybody. You want to make sure that you shake hands with everybody and listen to everybody and have time for everybody. And so that energy, I tell you, sometimes it is something. But well, where we are, when people bring up things on their own for your sake, let me say it again, when people bring up things on their own for your sake, somebody will have to write it down. When people bring up things on their own for their sake, you have no option. You have no option. You have nothing to say. When people bring up things on their own for your sake, yes, when people bring up things on their own for your sake, you cannot. Because you don't know how God is leading. And I can tell you that my little challenge was how the program ended. Because I thought there would be an occasion. I was called to come and say thank you. That was what I was called to say. But I thought there would be an occasion where I would release a short message that God gave me to all who are gathered there. But I think that can still be done. And also, I was not prayed for by the congregation. Yes, there should have been a prayer for the celebrant. So the occasion ended without prayer for the celebrant. That was a major key where I would have knelt down. The fathers would come and lay hands on me and then pray. Now, we cannot get them to come around again to do that. So I think next time, no matter what we have learned, the program should just start early. We shouldn't wait for anybody. Nobody is a God. No. Nobody is a God. We should not change our time. We should just start, and whoever will be there will be there. Yes. And then we do our things our own way. You know, because we did not start early, so things went so fast as if we have delayed for morning. But it was not so. Yes, it wasn't so at all. That's psychology. It was not so. When it is 12, one day, then people think that they have been there since 7 o'clock. It wasn't so. So now the next time, it is better for us to start early, and then so that we don't skip over certain important things. In fact, after the program, I just realized that some very important things have been skipped. And I thank God that I pointed it to one or two people. This is just the beginning. There will be other celebrations. And then we learn our lessons. But this one, I tell you, it has been so beautiful. And those who came are beginning to make appointment with our committee that they will be celebrating their pastor's 60th anniversary and other things soon. So they will come and see the committee. Congratulations. Congratulations to the donors, those who contributed Congratulations. Congratulations to, everybody. Yesterday when I was mentioning committee's name, not everybody's name I was able to mention, like the chief, like our chairman Ansa and the wife, Rocky Kitchen, and everybody in the church deliverance. Congratulations. May the Lord bless you. And those outside, when I mean those outside, are those who don't belong to Deliverance Assemblies of God, but then they are connected online. May the Lord bless you. It is my prayer that the Lord says that you are not the one being celebrated. This is the way. You are not the one being celebrated. They are celebrating me. But it must pass through you. And they are celebrating me to usher themselves. I wish these words would be written down. They are celebrating me to usher themselves into the new realm. Yes. They are not celebrating you, but they are celebrating me to usher themselves into a new realm that I have created. Look, for the first time, may the Lord bless you once again. So this morning, the word that the Lord dropped into my spirit is, it is a new day. Amen. On a new foundation. It is a new day. Amen. On a new foundation. It is a new day on a new foundation. When you read Psalm 118 verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made, that we should rejoice and be glad in Him. Psalm 118 verse 24, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Some say, let us rejoice and be glad in Him. As the Bible translated, in Him, in it, is the same. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in Him. In Isaiah 43 verse 19, it says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Verse 18 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. And when you read Revelation chapter 21, verse number 5, this is about the creation of the new heavens and the new earth. But we are using it by application. Revelation 21, 5 says, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true, my God. This is so appropriate. See, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything. Say, Lord, make everything new
in my life.
Make everything new.
Make everything new in my life.
Make everything new in my life.
In my life.
He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down. For these words are trustworthy and true. Amen.
Amen.
You see, when God says that,
the theme again.
The theme is, it is a new day on a new foundation. It is a new day on a new foundation. So this morning, we are declaring a new day. A new day, a new day, a new day on the new foundation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, I am a new creation. If anyone man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Behold, the old is gone, the new has come. The old is gone, the new has come. In fact, in Genesis 49, we saw the old foundation. Jacob set a foundation for each of the 12 sons. Jacob set a foundation for each of the 12 sons. When he was about to die, in Genesis 49, he said, my sons, gather yourselves and let me tell you what will happen to you after I am dead and gone. Gather yourselves and let me tell you what will happen to you. Let me read that. I was just paraphrasing. Genesis 49:1. Then Jacob called for his sons and said, gather around so I can tell you what will happen to you in days to come. What will happen to you in days to come. And do you know, over here, do you know what Jacob did? Jacob passed on his happiness, his joy, his fulfillment unto others. The words that Jacob spoke, Jacob passed on his joy, his happiness, his fulfillment to his 12, to some of the 12 sons. Whilst he passed on his anger, his displeasure, his hatred to others. Yes, that means that others, what he spoke was like a curse. Yes, he cursed the anger of Levi and Simeon. He cursed them. Cursed be the anger of Simeon and Levi. He cursed their anger. It means that any time they get angry, trouble will come to them. That's the meaning. Anytime they got angry, trouble will come. Anytime they got angry, they will lose something. Anytime they got angry, a door will shut. Anytime they got angry, even though anger is natural, we have everything, we have a limit. We have natural one. Yes, we have natural one. Yes, everything, there is a limit. We have the natural one, but then when it crosses the limit, that's when the enemy comes in. That's when it becomes a curse. It doesn't mean that you not get angry at all. Never. Never. Even God gets angry. Jesus Christ, yes, he entered the temple in anger and took a whip and started whipping, the people out. So there is a natural one. And we also have what we call holy indignation, holy anger. That's the anger you express against the wrong that is being done against the word of God. For instance, this LGBT whatever. Yes. So when you get angry at it, we call it holy indignation. Holy indignation. But then we have natural anger, which you can express sometimes even the whole day. But only that the Bible says that don't let the sun go down. Don't let the sun go down. Yesterday when we arrived, an issue just came up. Among us in the home. And I had to call somebody outside. I said, no, we will not sleep with this. No, I don't want us to go to bed with this, because tomorrow is a new day. We have power for today. Tomorrow, I am going to leave power for today. I must leave power for today in a new spirit. So I made certain calls, like conference calls. We needed to settle the issue. We settled it on phone. We cleared everything. Misunderstandings that arose and everything, we cleared and everybody understood. Yes. Otherwise, the enemy will come in. So, in Genesis 49, Jacob set a foundation for his sons. Gather, and let me tell you what will happen to you in the days to come. What will happen to you in the days to come? Those days, fathers were like gods. Fathers were in the place of God. Even today, we have spiritual, that's why we have spiritual fathers. Fathers were like gods in those days. Even today, we have spiritual authority. Don't joke with your spiritual authority. And then, but then when we come to Deuteronomy 33, Moses was now the spiritual father for the tribes. Now the each of the sons have grown and became a tribe. So in the days of Moses, they were now tribes. And Moses now redefined. Moses revealed, renewed, redesigned their foundations. The foundation that Jacob had given to them. You know, so even where some were cursed, Moses revealed, revealed, revealed. Moses revealed. Moses turned things around. So Moses represents the spiritual authority. So here we see a principle here. Your natural father or natural mother can set a foundation for you. He can tell you his wishes and everything. But then your spiritual authority, your spiritual father, tells you the mind of God. Tells you the mind of God. And let me tell you, when you put the words of man and the words of God here, the words of God rules. The words of God rules over the words of man. So when you put all that Jacob said to the sons and what Moses said to the tribes, what Moses said overruled what Jacob said. Why is Jacob said to the son Reuben? Because you slept with my girlfriend, you will no longer excel. You'll be turbulent. You'll be unstable in everything you do. And so what happened was that the Reubenite tribe were dying. They were actually dying. You will no longer excel. Yes, you will no longer excel. You will live long. Testimonies will not stay long in your hands. Yes. Any good thing you touch, it will not remain long. It will leave you. That's the meaning. Yes. That you no longer excel. Testimonies will no longer remain in your hands. New things will no longer remain in your hands. I mean, good things will not stay in your hands. You are you are promoted, and then the promotion, I mean, it leaves you. After giving a wonderful testimony, the next time you are crying, this was what Jacob said to the son. But when Moses came, he said, Reuben, you will not be few. Your days will no longer be few. Your days will no longer be few. So you see, the words of Moses overrule the words of Jacob. Yes. He said, let me read. Yes. Verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 6. Deuteronomy 33, 6. Let Reuben live. and not die, nor his men be few. Let Reuben live and not die, nor his men be few. Let Reuben live and not die, nor his men be few. Now, when we come to Christ, Jesus Christ is a totally new thing. Say new thing.
New thing.
In Christ is a totally new era. So Jesus Christ is supreme over both Jacob and Moses. Jesus Christ is supreme over both Jacob and Moses. So in Christ Jesus is a new thing, is a new foundation. We have inherited a new foundation in Christ Jesus. And when you read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, Ephesians 2, 14, for he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. Are you getting it? He has destroyed the barrier. This is talking about the Jews and Gentiles. The Jews and the Gentiles. The Gentiles were considered cursed people. The Jews were considered God's people, the Hebrews. Yes, the Jews. Descendants of Abraham. Gentiles were descendants from other tribes. Yes. Other tribes. They were considered cursed people. But the Bible says that for he himself is our peace, who has made the two one. The two have been made one and have destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. 15, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. 70, he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. That's talking about Gentiles and Jews. 18, for through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So in Christ, it's a new thing. Say it's a new thing. Say it's a new thing. So you see, we can say that from different tribes, Aves, Ashantis, Fantis, Gans, Novnes, and all the tribes. Let's say we are Gentiles. We were living in hostility against each other. But Christ came to unite us by giving us what? A new foundation. That is why in Christ, that's why in the church, we are one. We are a family. I'm telling you, in Christ, we are one. We are a family. There is no division among us. We may still have our tribal and family backgrounds, but in Christ, we are one. We are one. In Christ has come to give us a new foundation. In Christ, we are one. This is the thought that we should have. I thank God, I didn't understand the message that Reverend Brinkman was at a point when he was addressing the house, that there should be unity among us, there should be oneness among us, there should be this, there should be that. I did not understand. But on our way home, then I understood something. I was in the car with the lady pastor and a brother whose work is cleaning. That is his work. He comes here to work in my house every Saturday. He cleans my office. That is for office. It is a contract that the church has given to him. And then for my house, it's a covenant. And then with my secretary and another person, we're about a group of people in the car. And then I was raising an issue. Somebody asked a question and then we're discussing. And then I raised an issue. I gave an example about a situation, this and this and that. Then the brother and my, this, they shout and say, ah, so you know this? Daddy, so you are aware of this? I said, well, but why? How did you know this? I said, you, do you know it? He said, people say I tell you things. So because of that, people don't like me. And people say that even when they are talking and I come around, you have set me as a spy to record them and come and give it to. May God forgive them. May God forgive. You see the reason why we are not moving forward. You see our mindset. You see why we are changing churches. Oh, there is no anointing here. Oh, this pastor. When you have such a negative mindset, this brother, look, sometimes when he comes around, I'm not there. We are not there. Sometimes either I'm gone for a program, or we are in our room. Look, the things we chat, we talk, the people hate some people who are close to me. Just because of what? Wrong foundation. They have a mental mindset. So because of that, some people don't want to come closer because somebody is closer to me. I know a brother, two brothers. One is very close to me. Because one is close to me, the other doesn't want to become close to me. Because the other one thinks that, the other one that is close to me is telling me things. Hey! My work is becoming very easy now. Now I don't have to struggle over people. Let people be themselves. Because when you have such a mindset and you are living like this, how can there be a new day? How can you experience a new day? Why should I worry myself and bother myself about people now? Hey! You can't change people. What they are. It will surprise you that people who have this kind of mindset, some of them are not even online. They are not even online to hear this. I've come to realize, look, pastors, don't worry about members. Who is man that you are mindful of him? Just preach, teach, lead prayer, and live. Don't bother. God himself will have a way of handling them. Hey! Daddy, do you know that some people don't talk to me? Because some of the things you share, they think I came and told you. When some of them, I also get to know them through you. They think because I am close. There is another brother called Nana Asante, who drives me once in a while. People don't want to get closer to him. They hate him because he's close to me. May God have mercy. It's a new day. It's a new day. But let me tell you, this new day Nobody will make it a new day for you. Make it a new day for yourself. Make it a new day for yourself. And I thank God. I am there. God is a buffet. De la Liboja, your pastor, wherever any man of God is a buffet. Let me tell you how you get closer. The portion you cut is yours. We are there for everybody. So, if you have a certain mindset that is keeping you away, the three people will say it is your JJJ. If you have your own way of life that you think that pastor will know me, you don't know the things I know. You don't know the things God tells me. You know, when God is telling me about people, when God is telling me about people, there is a particular way he addresses it. So I will know. He mentions the person's name. He gives me a dream. And I see things in a dream. The moment I see that, I don't verify. I don't confirm whether it is true or not. I just believe it. I just believe it. Yes. But when it is another way, and thoughts, you know, sometimes you think it is your mind, it is your thought, it is your this, it is your that, I need to verify because I am not sure. I need to verify because I am not sure. I am not sure. Please, you have given me a great rest to rest on you because I've come to realize that things within your mind are the things that are causing you. We have certain mindset that are not real. They are not real. Learn to confirm things. Learn to find out things. Yes. And of course, why should you be worried? If you know you are living right and you are doing good things, why should you be worried that people around you will go and tell the man of God? We want to pray. It is what? A new day. It is a new day. Say, Lord, I thank you for giving me a new day. It is a new day. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Today we are praying for only 10 minutes. We are praying for only 10 minutes. Because the network is not stable. And I don't want to struggle. I need to rest. The network is not stable. You know, let me say this. It is a new day of what God says that you are. Take this. It is a new day of what God says you are. And it is also a new day of what Jesus says you can become. It is a new day of what God says you are. And it is a new day of what Jesus says you can become. And how do you know what God says you are? What he tells you through the preaching of the word. And what he tells you when you are reading the Bible. The whole Bible that is there is you. You are in the Bible. You are inside the Bible. I'm telling you, you, your dream. In fact, there are some words. There are some verses that are yours. If you pick my Bible, this Bible, take everything in the whole world. Take it. Give me only two things. Life, and then this, my Bible. Give me only two things. Life, and this, my Bible. I'm telling you. Somebody say, Pastor, but you have about 50 something. You have a lot of Bibles and commentaries. I say, no. This one is a Bible I've been using since 1985. And when you open it, blue marks on most of the verses, I've made notes beside so and so. Those are your personal words. They are your personal words. Kofi, Amma, Akos, whatever. They are your personal words. Those are the words that will make you. When you are reading and those words begin to touch you, you begin to receive revelation, that is your word. Sometimes as I'm talking right now, I will say something and only that thing will touch somebody. That is your word. Write it down. Pray with it. Do business with it. That is your word. That's how the Bible is. I'm telling you, the whole Bible is about God. It's about life. It's about how we live. It's about everything. But then it is also about you as what? An individual. You are inside the Bible. Say, I am inside the Bible.
Inside the Bible.
Say, I am inside the Bible.
I am inside the Bible.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
From today.
From today.
Anytime
I pick the Bible.
Let me see myself. Let me see where I am located. Show me myself. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Anytime. I am listening to my pastor.
To my pastor.
Or any message.
Anytime.
I am listening. To any man of God. Show me myself. In that message. Show me myself in that message. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
It is my new day.
It is my new day.
Of what God says I am.
Of what God says I am.
It is my new day.
It is my new day.
Of what God says I am.
Of what God says I am.
It is my new day.
It is my new day.
Of what God says I am.
Of what God says I am.
It is my new day.
It is my new day.
Of what God says I am.
Of what God says I am.
It is my new day.
It is my new day.
Of what God says I am.
Of what God says I am.
It is my new day.
It is my new day.
Of what God says
I am. God says I am.
It is my new
it
day.
It is my new
of
day.
Of what God says
of what
I am.
God says I am.
It is my new day.
It is my new
of
day.
What God says
of what
I am.
God says I am.
It is my new
it
day.
It is my new of day. Of what God says I am.
It is my new day.
It is my new
of
day.
What God says
of what
I am.
God says
it
I am.
Is my new day.
It is my new
of what God says
of what
I am.
God says
it
I am.
Is my new day.
It is my new
of what
day.
God says
of what
I am.
God says
it is
I am.
My new day.
It is my new
of what God says
of what
I am.
God says Kaparakata kabayakata
kabayakata.
Of what God says I am.
Yes, Lord,
today
is not my what new people
day.
Say I am.
Not who what people say I am.
What, not what my foundation says I
not
am.
Not what my foundation say I am.
Not the foundations of my father.
Not the foundations.
Not
of
the
my
foundations
father.
Of my mother.
Not the foundations.
Not the
of
foundation
my
of my ancestors.
Not the foundation of
it
my ancestors.
It is a new day.
It is a new day
of what God says
of what
I am.
God says I am.
It is a new
it
day.
It is a new day
of what God,
of
says,
what
I
God
am.
Says I am.
It is a new day.
It is a new day.
What Jesus Christ.
What Jesus Christ.
I can become.
I can become.
Well, it is a new day.
It is a new day.
Of what Jesus Christ.
Of what Jesus Christ
says I am.
Says I am.
Says I am.
Says I am.
It is a new day.
It is a new
of
day.
Of what Jesus Christ.
Of what Jesus Christ
says I am.
Says I am.
It is a new day.
It is a new day.
Of what Jesus Christ.
Of what Jesus Christ
says I am.
Says I am.
It is a new day.
It is a new day.
Of what Jesus Christ.
Of what Jesus Christ
says
I am.
It is a new day.
It is a new day.
Of my manifestation.
Of my manifestation.
It is a new day.
It is a new day
of my harvest.
Of my harvest.
It is a new day.
It is a new day
of my celebration.
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 Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Now that I have celebrated you.
Now that I have celebrated you.
Through your servant.
Through your servant.
You said.
He said,
I have ushered myself.
I have ushered myself
into a new season.
Into a new season.
Into a new realm.
Into a new realm.
Into a new era.
Into a new era
of celebration.
Of celebration.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Celebrate me
now. Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Celebrate me now.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Celebrate me now.
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 I position myself.
Position myself
for your celebration.
For your celebration.
I position myself.
Position myself
for your celebration.
For your celebration.
I position myself.
Position myself
for your celebration.
For your celebration.
I position myself.
Position myself.
For your celebration.
For your celebration.
I position myself.
I position myself.
For your celebration.
For your celebration.
I position myself.
I position myself.
For your celebration.
For your celebration.
I position myself.
I position
for
myself.
For your celebration.
For your celebration.
I position myself.
I position
for your celebration.
For your celebration.
I position myself.
I position
for your celebration.
For your celebration.
I position myself.
I position
for your celebration.
For your celebration.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Celebrate me.
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 Celebrate me. Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
Celebrate me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, let me declare these words into your life. As you have celebrated the servant of God, God says you were celebrating him.
Mm-hmm.
Through his servant. Now that you have celebrated him through his servant, you have ushered yourself into the realms of celebration.
Let God celebrate,
let God celebrate you.
Amen.
Let God
Let God celebrate you. Let God celebrate you. From today, let the angels of God celebrate you.
Amen.
Let the angels of God celebrate you.
Amen.
Let God cause his angels to celebrate you.
Amen.
Let the systems of creation celebrate you.
Amen.
Let the system of creation celebrate you.
I receive it.
Let the system of creation celebrate you.
Amen.
Let the sun celebrate you by day.
Amen.
Let the moon and the stars celebrate you by night.
Amen.
Let
Amen.
The earth on which you are walking
yes,
celebrate
Lord.
You.
Amen.
Let the sea celebrate you.
Amen.
Let vegetation celebrate you.
Amen.
Let everything around celebrate you.
Amen.
Let the lion celebrate you.
Amen.
Every situation should celebrate you.
Amen.
Every situation you find yourself.
Lord.
Let it celebrate you.
Amen.
Let it celebrate you.
Amen.
Celebrate you.
Amen.
Let it 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 celebrate you.
Amen.
Be celebrated.
I receive
be celebrated.
In the name of
be celebrated.
Jesus. I receive
be celebrated.
In the name of
be
Jesus.
Celebrated.
I receive
let your old foundations
yes, Lord.
Be swallowed up.
Jesus
let
name.
Your old foundations
Amen.
Be swallowed up.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Every foundation
yes, Lord.
That will stand again. Your new celebration, let that foundation be swallowed up.
Amen.
Let that foundation be swallowed up. 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 Let the old in your life give way.
Amen.
Give way.
Amen.
And give up.
Amen.
Give way.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Give up.
Amen.
Give way.
Amen.
And give up.
Amen.
To the new.
Yes.
To
Lord.
The new.
Amen.
To the new.
Yes.
To the new.
Yes.
To the new.
Yes.
To the new.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let the old system.
Yes, Lord.
Give way.
Amen.
Let the old foundations give way.
Amen.
Let God Almighty. Do a new thing in your life.
Amen.
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 Holy Spirit, set your people. Change their mindset.
Amen.
Any mindset they have that is false, that is negative, any negative mindset, any false mindset, any deceptive mindset, any defective mindset, Holy Spirit, change it.
Amen.
Change it.
Jesus
convict
name.
Them.
Amen.
The things that they believe that are not true. The things that they have kept in their minds that are not true. That are not helping them. That are not helpful.
Yes,
Holy
Lord,
Spirit,
yes, Lord.
Let them be cast down.
Amen.
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 The perceptions
yes,
that they have about people
Lord,
that are not true.
Yes, Lord.
The perceptions that they have about people that are not true. That are limiting them.
Jesus.
That have become a foundation.
Yes,
that the enemy is using against them. Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Help them.
Amen.
To cast them down.
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 Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, we need to be praying these prayers. I must tell you, there are people who have had certain mindset, but when the Holy Spirit convicted me by breaking a situation, look, when I got home, I knelt down. I said, God, forgive me. I said, God, forgive me. Some people I thought hated me. Some people I thought never liked me. What they did. And when I heard what they do at the background, I just knelt down. You see? Some people too who were laughing with me, embracing me. Later, what they did. What they allow the devil to do through them. I just say, God, please help us. I pray that God will open your mind. God will heal you. I pray that God will open your eyes. And you know now, I encourage you to live by the Holy Spirit. Please, live by the Holy Spirit. Get your perceptions from the Holy Spirit. Get your perception about people from the Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit tell you about people? Look, some, it is just a weakness. We all have weaknesses. Forgive them and keep going. Some, it is character. Pray for them. Some, it is something else. Let's manage each other and keep on moving. Look, do you think that I like the beauty of church? Oh, beauty of church. When we come there, we try to hide us, especially in committees. Because you see, we study each other. So I know what I will say, and this one will get angry. So look, but if you actually leave us alone, some people wouldn't want to even talk to each other. But you see, in Christ, we are one. Christ has made us one. Christ is one. The Holy Spirit is one. God the Father is one. And when Jesus was praying in John chapter 17, he said, Lord, that they may be one. That they may be heard one. Look, our differences will still be there. Even husband and wife, myself and the lady pastor, our differences are big. They are big, oh. They are really big. But you know, we have just studied each other. We have studied each other, so we know. She has studied me and adjusted. I've studied her and adjusted. That is life. Let's study each other and adjust. Because look, I have my ways. You too, you have your ways. But in Christ, we are one. So let the Holy Spirit unite us. Let us be one. Today, I just declare that this day, that is a new day. A day simply means a season. That this new day will become a day of celebration. This week will become the week of celebration. Amen. The rest of this month, July, will become the month
Amen.
Of celebration.
Thank you, Lord.
And I promise you, after we finish this declaration, myself and the lady pastor, sometimes we stay here for 1 hour, still praying and declaring this on you and on all of us. Sometimes 30 minutes, we don't just get up and go. We make it our personal prayer time for you all. Look, I know, for instance, in yesterday's occasion, so and so, we'll be stepping on each other's, but you see, we study each other. You see, that's where maturity comes. People must offend you, and how you handle it, that is maturity. That is maturity. That is maturity. If you know my papa that came, this man, I shouldn't have anything to do with him in life. I should never have anything to do with that man. As a matter of fact, when I left North Carolina Service of God, when I took over deliverance, the whole of 1995, I never entered there. I was living there. I would just drive and pass. I would see him standing on the compound there. I would drive and pass. I would not even wave him. The whole of 1995. I did it. It was in January 1996. There was no, yes, it was somewhere 1996 that they were to check, we were to check our names in the register, voters register. And that was a center where I registered. So I went there to check my name. And somebody came and told me that your senior pastor says, when you finish checking your name, you should come. So when I finished, I climbed up. He said, Dela, what have I done against you? You have been passing here. Why? What? And I told him. He said, oh. I told him. This thing I didn't like. 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 Even the day you were doing my send-off. Look at what you did. It's supposed to be single service. It's supposed to be one service, joint service. That those days, North Connection was about 3,000 congregation. So I needed 3,000 people to come and support me and raise money for me. But you decided to make my send-off only one service. First service. And second service, you put a wedding there. You cut me. I told him, he was just sitting there looking at me. Please, be open, oh. I beg you, be open. Don't hide things, oh. Because you don't know the day Jesus will come, oh. Those hidden things are the things that are causing people not to go to heaven. I am telling you, a lot of Christians that we bury, they are in hell. At least, I've seen 4 members of Deliverance Service of God whose funeral messages we handle nicely. I preach a nice message. I've seen them in hell. I've seen them burning. 4 people. I've seen them burning. Who tells you that everybody who dies is going to heaven? It is the state in which you die. Jesus is coming. Open up. Open up to your husband. Open up to your wife. Open up. Open up. Say it nicely. Not in anger. Point out things. Don't keep things there. Open up. Open up. Open up. Say the way you feel. That's the relationship between myself and the lady pastor and this home. We open up. We open up. My children can tell me what they don't like. I can also tell that everybody, you open up. Charlie, this thing, no. This thing, I don't like it. This thing, so and so. This thing, open. And you know, that is where the anointing flows. That's where the Holy Spirit moves. That has been my life. That's why people think that I have something. That's why how God uses me. Because my heart is pure. My heart is open. Yes, I don't carry anything there. I release it. And I'm free. Because the Holy Ghost should take charge. So beloved, I want to encourage you as I end today. Because God says it's a new day.
Amen.
He said it is a moment of your celebration. In a new foundation.
Thank you, Lord.
Please.
Thank
you,
Lord. Change your mind.
Change your mind.
Change
your mindset.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit cause you to know people. Let the Holy Spirit, reveal your mindset and perception about people. Pray for people. Talk to people. Let us be one and be united. Listen to me. Your celebration has begun. I say your celebration has begun.
Amen, amen.
I just heard
you,
it. Your celebration has begun.
I receive it in Jesus.
Your celebration has begun.
Amen.
Your celebration has begun.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Your celebration has begun.
I receive it.
Your celebration has begun.
Amen and
your celebration has begun.
Amen.
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 Your celebration has begun.
Thank you, Lord.
Your celebration has begun. The Lord
Jesus
is saying,
name.
Your celebration has begun.
Amen.
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 Celebrate. 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 And let testimonies become the order of the day.
Amen.
In your life. Chains of testimonies.
Amen.
Chains of testimonies.
Amen.
Chains of testimonies.
We receive it, Lord.
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 May the Lord help you.
Amen.
To reconcile to whom you need to reconcile with.
Amen.
Right now, myself and my papa. Look. Out of over 350 pastors and pastors' wives that he has trained, I am number one on his list.
Yeah.
Dela is number one. Yesterday he got home. He called me and said, Dela, I am at home.
Amen.
When you find time, come and let's talk. Dela this. The things he can tell me, he hasn't told anybody.
Hmm.
I went there with the lady pastor. And he show us a document. They say, Dela, this one, you are the first to see it. You are the first to see it. Oh. Mm. No one has seen it. Oh.
Mm.
I saw it. Come I read it. And I gave it. He said, give it to Gladys. Gladys read it.
Yeah.
You see how we have become? By the Holy Spirit. Every year, we go there, he lay hands and prophesy. And that man, when he declares, it happens. Please. Whatever mindset you have about somebody, let the Holy Spirit help you. Let the Holy Spirit help you and give you wisdom. Today, he's recommending me to all over the world. If you need somebody, Dela is there. Dela is there. People call me. And I just decided to stay in deliverance and finish the project. Finish it and dedicate it. Then I have my way. I have my way. I will throw the whole globe. So now that you are having me, have me. Because you are not going to have me. Yes. It will be difficult to get me. So please, I beg you. Let us reconcile. I don't know. It is because God says that it's a time of celebration. But these are the things that can block your celebrations. But I declare to you that in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.